Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Consistency is just the biggest key. So yes. When parents tour our school, generally they get a printout of like what the schedule is like. So the classroom I work in is 15 to 24 months. So it's the classroom right after the nursery rooms. And it's just this 9-month period where a ton of development is happening in their tiny little brains. And they're just making insane bounds of development. And so we have a more structured class for that reason. I mean, we always make sure that parents are prepared, that they understand the schedule. For our age group specifically, it's just like you want to wean them off passies, off bottles, off sleep sacks. Mm-hmm. Because when we take naps at school, we don't use any of those things because in the older toddler classroom, they don't use those things. And for the most part, they spend the least amount of time in our classroom because the developmental differences are so great between being an infant and a 2-year-old. So in that period for between 15 and 24 months, like so much development is happening that our main goal is also to get them ready to be in the 2-year-old room.
Yeah.
Which means like, you know, being a little more independent. And so it always like blows my mind when parents are so floored. For instance, like we teach the kids to take off their own shoes before lunch and nap. And they get the hang of it themselves within, I would say, like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then parents are always so surprised when we tell them, like, yeah, they took their shoes out by themselves. We took nap. And they're like, wait, they can do that? Like, I think parents tend to not necessarily underestimate what their kid can do, but they don't see how their child behaves at school. So we teach sign language. We have them use their words, practice with utensils, sitting at the table. So really for us, consistency is really important and sort of trying to adhere to the schedule that we have, especially for naps when the kid is like on vacation or staying home some days because it really...
Or on weekends.
Especially on weekends because it does. They have a really hard time sort of adjusting to nap time.
And when it's every weekend, then you're fighting it Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. And
it is. And it's tough because there are, you know, 9 other kids who are also trying to nap.
What do you wish that kids knew when they walked into your classroom that nannies or parents can help set those kids up for success?
That preschool is so fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally play all day and you read books and you sing songs and you eat and you sleep and then you play outside. So literally we just try to get parents to say like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be okay. And I promise we are coming back. I think kids' biggest worry is like, oh my God, they're not going to be here.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. And like, it's going to be fun. I promise.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
Right. And I do agree with what you said earlier about talking to them about preschool way ahead of time. Because you have to sign up for preschool so far ahead of time. You know that they're going to be going into it. So talking to them about it, answering questions so that they have all their questions answered or the questions that are coming up in that moment. Maybe not all of them, but answering those questions and just having conversations about it is huge.
Yeah. And letting them know, like, it's okay. It's something they can talk about. I think the biggest problem that kids have when they're going to preschool at any age is that they feel like this isn't their choice and they don't have control. And there is that like autonomy versus sort of like dependence thing that kids go through at a certain developmental stages. And you just have to do your best to honor their autonomy by answering their questions. I mean, obviously they can't like choose whether or not they go to preschool.
Right.
But parents can definitely at least let the kids feel
their feelings.
Like their feelings, but also that, like, you know, they have opinions that are valid.
Right. Yes. And giving them, I have found giving them choices before drop off. So do you want to put on your coat inside or outside? You know, like things like that, depending on how bad the winter is.
Absolutely. But. No, and that's a really good thing. I mean, that was something that as a nanny, I really had to bargaining was a huge tool for me with my nanny bug. Because there were days where he wanted me to do it. There were days where he wanted to do it himself. There were days where he didn't want any of it. And so it was really like, do you want to do this? Do you want me to do this?
Right.
And he would pick one. And on the days where he would get really upset, and I was like, all right, you can do this or I can do it. But if I do it, you're not going to be pleased.
Right.
And so they were like, oh, just kidding. But yeah, as long as they know that like preschool is fun and they're going to have a great time and that mom and dad will be back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest tip. Yes.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.